I got dating advice from Kyle Smith. You know, I had this girlfriend. I took her around Kyle Smith, and she's like, and Kyle goes, "Oh, so what's with that face, bitch?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" "It's my girlfriend." He's like, "But you're with this face, bitch." I'm like, "Kyle, what's a face, bitch?" "Oh, just some bitch you fuck in the face." "Huh? That's my girlfriend. How dare you say that?" He's like, "Yeah, you don't take her all the way home, do you?" I go, "Yeah, when I drive her home, I take her." "Oh, yeah, you just leave a face bitch at the exit. She'll suck her way home. Don't worry. Just leave her at the exit." Like, how do you know that my girlfriend is a face bitch and not just my normal girlfriend? How do you know? He's like, "You ever see a suckerfish? A suckerfish." I'm like, "Yeah, I've seen a suckerfish." He's like, "What does a suckerfish do?" Like, I guess a suckerfish, you know, sucks algae off rocks and stuff like that. I think a suckerfish lives by just sucking moss off of rocks and stuff like this. He sucks off coral. I don't know. Coral in the shape of dicks or something. I don't know. Why? What are you saying? That's a face, bitch. It's that clear to you? It's that clear. And later on, I call her crying. I was like, "Kyle, you wouldn't believe it. She cheated on me. That face, bitch? Yeah. Did you take her all the way home? Yeah. You didn't leave her at the exes? No, I took her all the way home. What are you doing, man?"
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbuck. With me, Keegan Connell. This is episode 162 of Highway Diary. We are doing this on the first day of 2017. Just turned into 2017. How do you feel? Any resolutions, Keegan?
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, I might, I don't know, thinking about getting a puppy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'll be my resolution.
Do you think that a puppy's gonna kind of make you more responsible? You'll have to take it out, you'll have to feed it, keep it alive, cuddle it?
All that stuff for sure, but I just kind of want, you know, something to love me unconditionally for once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're getting to that. I think my resolution is to watch more porn.
Mm.
That's what I'm going for.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to at least jerk off a solid, 10 to 13 times a week.
And the thing is also with my brand new calendar that already has populated with certain aspects. Okay. How OCD am I? I put lotto tickets on the calendar. I go, so the drawing's on Wednesday. So I'm going to check the results on Thursday. So let me just post my lotto tickets to the Thursday portion of the calendar. Is that OCD?
I think that's depressing.
All right. Well, some people buy lotto tickets. They never check them. Yeah. You read the news. Someone won $600 million. They can't find the ticket.
Okay. You know, yeah, you're being responsible about your irresponsibility.
$2. Yeah. It's like, oh, maybe I won't shoot myself on Thursday when the drawing happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you might autoerotic asphyxiate.
Yeah, before to celebrate.
Yeah.
I won. Let me come and kill myself in the closet. Carradine style.
Yeah.
You know, someone who should kill themselves in the closet because they've had a blunder of their entire career. Mm. Mariah Carey, she performed in Times Square. I will say this. I was at Times Square one time. I think it was 2007 or 2008. My friend Jeff Reeves visited me from South Jersey because his girlfriend wanted to do the whole Times Square ball drop thing.
Mm.
You got to arrive to Times Square at 5 p.m. The police fence you in. You can't leave. If you leave, you lose your spot. From 5 p.m. to midnight, you have to be...
Wow, wait.
Huddled into a certain area.
Yeah, that seems excessive.
There was just like 2-liter bottles of Coke filled with pee rolling down the fucking street.
I think that's I think Hitler did that sort of same thing, but I'm excited about this Hitler porn.
Yeah, so today is the porn episode. 162 is a porn episode. But we want to start out. We're about to watch Mariah Carey, who should shoot herself, but she has way too much confidence for zero talent, and this would happen.
Oh, man.
So she's singing in Times Square.
Yeah. People have been waiting since 5 p.m.
Yeah.
To see this.
They're holding their shit for the ball to drop. She's singing. They cover her with feathers. Mariah Carey never does a sound check. She never does a sound check because she's too fucking lazy and dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it starts off okay.
That's your cue. Then, start singing and go.
Yeah, then she just kind of rambles.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is the start.
I'm holding my shit, Mariah.
Maybe she's just twirling her hair.
There's a soundtrack's going. She's not singing. All right, maybe I should have step sound check. How much did she get paid for this? Let's say you're about to write her a check for $8 million for this performance, and then you're watching this.
Okay, yeah, no, she definitely, no matter what happened, she got paid too much.
Okay, Mariah.
Even if she did
it. Imagine you're like a fat white dude.
Look at this.
You got the check in your fucking hand.
We have the one Asian person pretending to be happy.
They paid her.
Yeah.
Cut to the Asians. We gave them a check. Cut to the Asians. They're going to pretend it's good. Oh, fuck. She's just waving.
Yeah, I mean, people are dancing behind her.
They're all just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
All those people back there. Are we watching a meltdown right now? Is she going to shave her head like Britney Spears?
One could only hope. I mean, is she still with Nick Cannon?
I don't know.
I know Nick Cannon has lupus. And I think
what's
he
lupus?
Got lupus is some type of cancer.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm a dumb. But I think he got lupus after this performance. Because he's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He has to...
Oh, my God. Shoot yourself, Mariah Carey. I mean, you're like, I'm a good singer. Yeah, we support you, Mariah.
The soundtrack
goes, you miss your cue, and you're just like, hi.
No, hi, yeah. It sounded like she thought that was the soundtrack.
Woof.
All
those people were there. How many people were watching her? There was like 80,000 people on the street.
There's a lot of people that waited out there since 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Because they love Mariah Carey.
Yeah, they're like eating saltine crackers to try to like not to stay constipated.
Yeah, but
what's Fudanari?
Fudanari is a good one.
It's an interactive podcast. Go at home, Google Fudanari.
Fudanari is, you know,
your
typical
fake dicks.
Yeah, it's a typical, you know, lady with penis envy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's multiple of them. And they all have ginormous fake cocks.
Mm-hmm.
Really big ones. And then they just kind of gather around and just come all over each other.
Let's watch some Fudanari.
Yeah.
So this is a lady. She's got green hair. She's got a massive dildo. It's kind of a realistic dildo.
Yeah, no, that is an impressive... That's movie quality. That's Hollywood quality.
Yeah, and she's just like, I just wish I had this big dick that I just shot all these fucking loads everywhere.
Yeah, I believe they used that same one with Mark Wahlberg and Boogie Nights.
Yeah, that wasn't Wahlberg's dick.
Yeah, she's probably using Wahlberg's dick. Hey, this is a solo.
But that looks like a circumcised...
Oh, yeah, that's definitely circumcised.
Dildo. He had an anteater on him.
Oh, he had an anti?
An anteater.
Oh, an anteater, yeah.
Wow, oh, she sucked her own. Wow, it's so big. She just bent down to tit level and she sucked it off.
Yeah, that took no effort because of how big it is.
We both recognized that immediately because, of course, we're trying to suck our own dicks.
Yeah, no, that's like one of the first things. After you
jerk off four times and you're like, can I suck it?
Yeah, no, the first thing you ever... The first time you ever masturbate, that's like such a holy spiritual experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the first things you think about is like, can I actually?
Oh, can I? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you put two and two together, wow, my hand feels good.
Yeah.
So one of the most embarrassing things happened to me when I was in like sixth grade, because some girls in front of me, they were like, oh my God, that we were online for the cafeteria, right? And these girls in front of me were like, Eric, you're so gross. I was like, what? She's like, have you ever tried to suck her out dick? Someone told me that all guys try to suck her out dicks. And I was like, yeah, I already tried, but I can't reach. Okay, so. And yeah,
being realistic.
I said that out loud, but I was so embarrassed that I avoided eye contact with that person for like a year after that.
Yeah, I think that's actually probably the right thing to do.
I know, but you know, when you're 12 and you're like, you cockily
Whoa.
Say out loud.
Whoa.
I already tried, I can't reach. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Whatever it was. I don't know, maybe 13. I think it was in the middle school. So it had to be because you become 14 in freshman year. So yeah, it was like 7th or 8th grade.
Yeah. Okay.
12 or 13.
I mean, that's surprising that, you know, those same age girls would talk about how all dudes like to suck their own cock.
Yeah, that is weird. That's a revelation. If you're a 12-year-old girl and you're like 17-year-old brother just like drops some knowledge on you, like, hey, do you know that every dude in your grade tried to suck his own dick? You're like, what is that? What about it? I thought I just went out a date and you gave me flowers. Why is my children sucking their own dick every night?
You know, yeah, she doesn't worry about that.
You know what I mean?
That just ruins men for her. And
ruins
then,
men.
Then she becomes a feminist.
Speaking of men ruining, let's watch some Hitler porn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is the beginning of the movie. We typed in Hitler porn, and it gave us a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, called She-Devils of the SS, which is
so
great.
So check
title.
It out. So the opening scene, we're in the Hitler camp.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent to The Man in the High Castle.
Fine army women. So yeah. I speak some German. So just like it was just like, hey, these are the schönes Army Mädchen. So it's just like, hey, look at all these hot Hitler broads.
Yeah, they're purebreds.
So now they're purebred blonde women. They're like, oh my God, together, we're both in our pajamas and we don't have any bras on. Where's the bed? I don't know. They're not looking. Covered by room.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to ask you like super serious things about your pussy. Right now. So anyway.
Oh,
so,
man.
When you put the Jews into the gas chamber, like, how hot was the Avedon? Was it really hot?
Was it as hot as this purebred vagina
was
right
it,
now?
When you had to put all the Jews on the tray, was it tight? Was it a tight fit? How tight was it?
It was a tight fit. This is also made in the 70s, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are 70s...
I think in
Hair
the 70s, the producers, like, did LSD, and they're like, we shed off our white guilt, we shed off our white guilt. Hitler porn? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're like, it was only 30 years ago.
Guys, get over it.
You can't make Hitler porn. Oh, she just took her tits out. For no reason.
Ah, man.
And then the other girl's like, yeah, let me take my tits out.
Yeah, she follows suit.
Those are some good Hitler tits. You know what I mean? I actually went to Germany, and when I was in Germany, like, all the girls were so gorgeous, and I was like, where's all your fat people? Where's all your retards? It's almost like they lost a generation, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why are you all, like, Hitler perfect? Oh.
Yeah, they tried the whole eugenics.
Ethnic cleansing thing. Oh.
Yeah, they killed a lot of people.
But then I was like, whoa, these girls are hot, though, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta crack a few lips.
I mean, sometimes I feel bad. I feel like they should have done a better job because seeing all the gutter punks.
Yeah, right? Why did the gutter punks congregate? There's a lot of Nazi-looking gutter punks.
Yeah. With their face tattoos and their pit bulls.
So now, after the scene, they're just like, these are back to exercising. We're getting
Yeah,
ready.
They're actually in the field. Well, she is riding a bicycle. Like
they're
a
doing some
bike.
Telecommunications. They're like, any other Nazis out there? How hot are you? But how big is your Venus?
Oh yeah, and this is. I mean,
this is
pre-Tinder.
So the exercise girl is on the bike, and then the guy's like watching her legs go up and down. He's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, no.
But she's got to ride the bike to power the communication device.
Oh, wow, that's how it works. And if she gets worked up, and something's going to happen to her in the field. It's a nice meadow.
It is. It's beautiful, Germany.
Yeah.
Why do they get so angry and want to kill everybody?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is they should have just been fucking. I think this is what this movie is.
Oh, wow. So this Hitler broad who's powering the communication device, like, she's, like, keeps on unbuttoning herself. She's like, oh, it's so hot. And there's a giant pole in front of her so she can hold on with her hands.
Yeah,
it's almost like the...
It's a metaphor for Futanari.
It's Futanari porn because she's really got, like, a big metal dick in front of her that she's jerking off as unnecessarily.
Yeah.
She devils of the SS. I'm not sure that this is all factually accurate.
We don't know that for sure, though.
So then the girl's like, I gotta go. I'm gonna walk in the field for no reason.
Oh, yeah, she conveniently walks away.
And then the general's like, hey, what's going on with your work in the generator? I know you're super hot.
It's like, yes. I've
got to walk in the field.
Yeah, Gretel, you've been...
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed you've been working really hard lately. I'm proud of all you do.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That happened really quick.
You don't have to wait a long time in between sex scenes. He grabbed dirt. He's putting dirt on her titties.
Oh, yeah. Now he's rubbing.
That's a fucking animal.
It's a savage, dude. It's a savage. He's rubbing.
What is that? He's clumps of dirt.
Clumps of dirt just rubbing on
her. Rubbing on her titties.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure if this is part of the... Whoa! What?
Now they're in a river? Oh, but they're back out.
He's a fucking monster.
Yeah, dude. He's in the SS.
Okay, so we're going to watch some tentacle porn now. Okay. Now, when you type in Hitler porn, when you type in tentacle porn, sometimes you get a whole movie. And at the start of the movie, oh, this chick, if you ever play Street Fighter, this girl's dressed kind of like Kung Lee.
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
Yeah,
she's kicking a lot of like bad guys' asses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're all wearing spandex.
Boom, boom. So at first she's like fighting off. Oh my god! I hope that your boss doesn't have like a huge tentacle dick.
Yeah, but no, she's doing a really good job right now beating.
Yeah,
all
she's
the...
beating them all up.
Yeah. That's a lady.
Oh, that's a lady henchman.
Yeah. And she's choking her out.
But if we spoke Japanese, the lady henchman's probably like, he's going to get on his tentacle dick later. Oh, she's cracked in the back of the head. And she's got these little panties on. So I wonder what's going to happen.
Wow, dude, that came out of nowhere.
So this guy, he looks like the Predator. He's got a bicycle.
Yeah, either...
No, he doesn't have a bicycle.
No, he doesn't.
He has a whip.
He looks like either a member of, like... an extra in Predator or a member of fucking Gore.
Yeah. He's kind of got a Rasta look. He definitely smokes weed.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an alien dude. And the lady henchman is talking to him. And she's like, please. So anyway, we have a young lady for you, but don't rape her. Just like ask her for information about the bad guys that she represents. And he's like, yeah, but I have this tentacle dick, it's so hot.
Yeah, but he has a sex whip.
Mm-hmm. I think if you ever see Mighty Morphin Power Rangers back in the day where the costumes were, like, slightly above, like, costume shop at the mall level.
Yeah, they're like a Hollywood C-level.
Yeah, like C-level Hollywood.
They'd be really good Halloween costumes, but...
Yeah, like if your mom... had a degree in cosmetology, and then she like bought like a $50 vest for you to wear and like a $40 mask, and then she had like silver spray paint.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can make... Oh, you're doing a tentacle porn tomorrow? I totally support you in your dream. So let me get the spray paint out.
Yeah, because she loves you. You know.
So that's just a production value. Oh, wow. The unnecessary booty shots of the... Not unnecessary for tentacle porn, actually.
Yeah. Alright, they're now...
She's still knocked out. All these henchmen are, like, about her, the fact that she's knocked out. So they're...
She's back up now. Oh, she's trying to fight. Oh. Okay, this is tentacle rape, apparently.
Two tentacles in her face. She's like, oh no, these tentacles. I could just put them down because they're not actually attached to anything, but I'm gonna pretend that they're.
Oh, do you think this like Gore member is controlling the tentacles? Because they just showed him.
Oh, he's in a control room.
Yeah, I don't know if he's controlling the tentacles. Oh, so I know he's enjoying it.
So he's like in a different room, and the tentacles are
now
going after her.
Yeah, they're riding that ass crack right now.
Yeah, right? And they have a set of balls every, like, foot and a half.
Oh, yeah, that's... I wonder what the, you know, biological evolutionary reason for that is.
Because it's hot and it kind of looks like a dick and balls.
Yeah.
And then...
But it's only one ball.
Oh. This is so weird. She doesn't seem... They didn't even, like, tie her down. She's not even restrained by anything, except just, like, kind
of,
like...
The tentacles, yeah.
But are they even around her wrist? Okay. Yeah, they're kind of around her wrist.
And her throat.
Oh, my God. Oh, tentacles. What's weird about this video to me, I can't relate to it as a man, because you don't see, like, a man whose tentacles these are emanating from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but...
She's in a room, and tentacles are coming at her from all four walls.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, so this is just a room full of dicky kind of tentacles that are attacking this Japanese lady. Who had some fighting skills, you know?
Yeah, she did well with her fighting skills in the beginning. But,
yeah.
I
just wonder why she couldn't, like, punch the dicks like she could punch all the henchmen.
Well, she got knocked down at one point.
Yeah, but then she kind of reawoke, and then her fighting skills went out the window when all these dicks came after her, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is, like, kind of reminiscent of Little Shop of Horrors, as far as these tentacles. I feel like these are...
And also, why are panties still on? It's like, okay, I'll do the tentacle pour, but my panties are going to stay on the whole time.
I feel like they're going to come off.
Are they? Let's fast forward.
And they're going to blur out her vagina.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
See, they're still on. We're
well, that's her
41 minutes in the movie.
Oh my god.
Oh, so
okay.
Now they're all coming.
They
all the tentacles are coming.
Yeah, they oh my god.
Wow. Is one gonna get in there?
It's a lot of this lady's covered in condensed milk.
I just keep shooting on her.
There's
no penetration though. The panties are still on, but all the tentacles now are more like dick-like.
There's only one tentacle though that looks like an actual dick.
Yeah, all the other ones just look like eels that are spitting on her.
Yeah.
She's exhausted though. All that cum, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that oh my god.
This is so weird. But what I want to know is, like, how do you, like, go from, like, human sexuality to, like, I can only come from tentacle porn now? Like, you know what I mean? You don't have, like, 17 tentacles, so why is that hot to you? Like, how can you relate to it, though? You know what I mean? They keep shooting loads.
This is really nonstop. This is, like, you know, I mean, I feel like this is excessive for even tentacle porn. Because now there's a pool of cum.
Yeah, but not one of them have got onto you. And now here's a big thing, because here's a revelation. Look, in Japan, you're not allowed to show dicks, and you can't show pussies.
Yeah, and I think that's how...
That's why this is happening
right
now.
Yeah, this is how this started. But this is an...
So it's like, let's keep the panties on, and let's just show her getting shoot by tentacle loads all day. Because that's legal, Japanese government.
Yeah,
and that's totally not going to mess up a whole generation of human sexuality.
Yeah.
Ever. Oh. No, it totally will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, the Japanese are weird. Dude, this is seriously an excessive amount of cum.
You know?
Like, it's really non-stopping.
There's probably, like, 5 main tentacle perpetrators that got the spray valve on them. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I want to know who got the job of actually holding all the tentacles. Like,
yeah, there's like so many gaffers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
we're just holding them like boom mics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, best boy grip. But
who's mad at the pump? The pump of condensed milk. And this is a hot video. We have two black women and one. They're in a hotel room. They're both probably 250, 300 pounds. And wow, they're just getting a massage on. So
wow, yeah, there's a it has a large ass. This is coming from biggirlsnextdoor.com.
That's where I go to, like, news these days. You know what I mean? It's like different presidents, different news cycles. Mariah Carey, which one's empty?
This one.
No, they're both going. You know what I mean? It's like the news of the day comes and goes. There's always new sitcoms. It's like, oh my God, Nick Lachey got divorced, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but Big Girls Next Door, they're never going to, like, leave you down. They're never going to leave you hanging, you know? It's always going to be, like, new ass massages, you know? They're still going to be fat. They're still going to be next door. They're going to be black as fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know what you're getting into.
It's not, like, the up and down the stock market. It's not, like, a bull market or bear market. It's always just, like, you know, jelly and, like, just, like, rubs.
And then this other lady's, like, stomach looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
That's how big these girls are.
Let's listen it. Wait, is there...
No, let's turn it up.
Is there, like, a camera guy who's like, oh, yeah, rub that ass?
Apparently, yeah, it seems so.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Say the sexy. Jasmine.
Say it more
sexy.
Jasmine.
Slower.
Jasmine.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
How many times are you going to say it?
Jesus. I am strangely turned on while eating this chicken.
Oh, yeah, we're eating fried chicken, by the way.
No.
Because it's the porno episode. That's the end of the video.
Wow.
Say it up, Jasmine. Say it up, sexy Jasmine.
Who do you think, like, yeah, because it's like, what, BBW? Who do you think actually has to determine that they're big, beautiful women?
I thought it was...
Big black women?
Big black women.
Oh, no, there's white BBW.
That's true.
Big, beautiful women.
So this is a cuckold video, so we're watching some white chick and fuck. Oh, my God, you're so much better than my man. That's disrespectful. All
right, yeah, let's wait till this guy comes in.
I wonder if he's going to show up anytime soon. Fuck my white Hitler pussy with your black dick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. The white guy comes in. What's going on?
He wasn't aware of this.
This is how I'm gonna find out about this. That,
Wow, that's where it turns.
Oh my God, you're gonna fucking cry like little bitch. No, I love you. Everything I do for you, I quit my job for you.
You quit your job for me? Yeah, and I support you. But you're a dick. It's not like this. This is what I fucking.
Alright, yeah, that is a large black
piece. Wow.
I agree with her in this whole thing. She's like. He's making it so racial.
Wow.
He's going, hey, man, why don't you get these big dick pills? You think it's just because I'm black? No. You need medication to, like, get that big dick.
Whoa, is this, like, advertising in porn?
He's not being specific about the product, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just trying to humiliate.
I was going to propose you.
See, if I was going to propose. See, if I was jerking off, that's when I... When they start crying, that's when I go, skirt. Because it's the humiliation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what gets you off. This is a dude crying.
It's a heartbreak. I wish I could feel like that again. But I've been broken long ago.
Oh.
So now I'm into cuckold porn.
That's the only thing I can jerk off to now.
I'll do anything.
She's still jerking him off.
Yeah.
I'll do anything.
Whoa.
So now she's going face to face with her man, her white boyfriend, with his subpar cuck. And she's like, hey, watch, look at my O face as this fucking black hammer smashes into my pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing I'm kind of upset about right now is
they're
completely naked, but they have their shoes on, both of them.
I love you. Wait, how can we make this better? Boom. Yeah. How can we make this better?
Oh my God. God. Yeah, this is... Imagine getting that acting gig.
Oh.
The cuckold acting gig.
You think he's acting right now? This, wait a minute, this is a documentary.
I mean, he auditioned for so much, and he is so hard up.
Do you think he's going to get into SAG for this?
Dude, he fucking better.
This is an Academy Award. He's still committed to the crying, even though he can smell that black dick right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
So there's also something called furries, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And this is a panda lady, and she's having sex right now, so...
Yeah, it's... I know Howard the Duck had a moment in the film where a duck had actual, like, tits.
A duck head? What do you mean?
A duck had tits. You know Howard the Duck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before he leaves his planet to get to Earth, there's a scene where this duck has human tits.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're seeing right now. But with pandas and...
I think it all started with Jessica Rabbit. So right now we're watching a dragon with a huge dick fuck a lion. No. Dragon on dragon? Is that a dragon? That's a dragon.
Yeah, that's definitely a dragon doing the fucking.
The dragon's the dude.
Oh, it's not even in her vagina.
No, it's in her ass. Yeah. What do you expect? He's a man of the wild.
Yeah, dragon.
He's looking back at the camera like, yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, wow. He's looking right at me.
Can you imagine?
They're on a beach, too.
Do you think that this is a voice track from a different porn? Or do you think that actors were hired specifically for this?
You know, I really do kind of hope that actors were hired specifically for this. Like, hey, you gotta do this furry animated beach lizard porn.
Yeah, but they're not doing, like, lizard voices, though. That sounds just like a normal porn, though, dub, though. Am I wrong?
No. No, I mean, I don't think lizards sound like that.
Because if I was doing a lizard porn, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? I'd go off like that.
Yeah, yeah, I would just say, I would just state how I, like, I'm Dick Cheney, I'm Dick Cheney.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, he's acting.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Can I get a voice actor Oscar? All right, furry collection. We're going deep into furries.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Okay, these are a series of JPEGs, but this is good because it shows us different aspects.
Yeah,
it's like you see like a fox lady with big tits, but then it's like a lot of dogs, a lot of dog imagery.
Yeah, it's dog people. I like the music choice.
Yeah, yeah. It's like doggy style. Boom.
Yeah.
Smashing that doggy pussy.
Yeah. Because like this music makes me think of furry cartoon porn.
Yeah, right? Imagine, like, you're just like, Bob, what do you want from... Gary, come out of the basement. You've been playing Xbox for 2 weeks. Wow, dude, well, boy, I'm fed. Well, you got more shield points than... I'm almost a full dog. You're almost a full dog. What's the matter? Wow, go out, dude. I've been playing Xbox. Wow.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh yeah. My God! Gary, you look at that! Animated pornography!
Stop listening to that rap music! Or else you're gonna start jerking off the cartoon
furries.
You're
smoking your wacky tobacco, and now you think you're a fox that fucks different animals in the face and asshole. Well, so you're a fox, and then you fuck like a sheep, and then you fuck like a greyhound, and then you fuck like a deer? Oh my God!
Yeah, deer, yeah. A griffin.
I'm gonna take you to the doctor.
I think that's Futanari furry.
Yeah, but she's got like a, well, she, it's almost like the Sibian fell out of her,
yeah.
And now it's Futanari. You know, that you know, you're blending genres now.
Yeah, dude. Which I feel like people should do.
A Sibian, for those who are uninitiated, is like a dildo on a vibrating seahorse that you sit on.
Yeah.
And then you sit on that vibrating Sibian, and it's supposed to simulate if a dude had a robot dick that vibrated.
Yeah.
Very, very futuristic.
So there's a website out there. It's called bad-dragon.com. And what's cool is if you're into the whole Futanari thing, if you're into cosplay, if you're into
dragons,
dragon dicks,
or if you'd rather dragons into you,
or maybe you're shooting a video and you want like different dicks coming all over, like a tentacle porn situation, like go to like bad-dragon.com. Well, what they have is different dicks that are also kind of like hooked, or like look like a stack of broccoli, or like a dragon dick, you know what I mean? Like different levels of like a dragon's dick that's like uncircumcised. So if you want like different animal species dildos, you know what I mean? Bad-dragon.com has like a lot of great products.
Yeah, this episode is brought to you by bad-dragon.com. Bad-dragon.com.
Look at this.
We got Keepy the K-Line.
Dragon's Tongue.
Ooh, boy, that's a top seller.
Have you? Whoa, look at those. For $90, you can have, like, a dragon's tongue, like, licking your twat. One is, like, extra long, so it's $195.
Yeah, guys, these are only starting at $90 a pop. But I think it's worth every penny.
Oh, sure. How did you learn about this? You're like, oh, you gotta go to baddragon.com. Where did you hear about this?
Oh, I mean, I'm just
a freak.
I just stumbled across it on accident. And
is there a question mark at the end of that sentence?
Like
I just stumbled across it. Question. And then I was just kind of
And then
I bought a lot of their products, I guess.
Yeah, just to test them out for a while.
That's how you'd say that in the human form?
Yeah, it's... Anyway.
There's a lot of, like, flashlights, too. So, like, if you want to fuck that dragon puss.
I like the dragoness muzzle. That's a good one.
Oh, so this is specifically if you want to fuck a wolf pussy. Mm. There's a product called Natasha, the Anthro Husky. For $130, you can get, like, a pussy that's, like, a husky pussy.
Yeah.
Wow. They come in different colors. One is blue, one is yellow. Wow, look at all these different, like, husky. Like, it's almost like a wolf pussy.
Yeah, can we read some of the descriptions? Can we, check out Chico's Lil Squirts. What is that?
Okay, this is definitely Tatanara porn.
All right.
You know what I mean? So there's a dildo with, like, a wire on the back of it, so if you wanted to shoot yogurt through it, if you wanted any kind of custards or egg whites to come through the dildo and shoot in your face or asshole or condensed milk, you know, you should probably go with the Chico Lil Squirt for $35 on baddragon.com.
Yeah, no. I mean, really, Chico the Ronald, as they say, it's the leader of the Lil Squirts. They may not be packing much, but they're ready to fill you up.
Many people would think that Chico would be jealous of what his friend Cole packs in his shorts. Imagine our surprise when we overheard Cole boasting about how much his friend Chico can pump out despite his diminutive size.
Oh, boy. This is just one of the products they sell. This is... I can't wait.
So we're just reading their copy right now.
Yeah, just... You know, go to bad-dragon.com, put in the code word Highway Diaries, and they will give you 50% off of your first order.
So now we're getting into the section of the podcast where we actually talk about pornos that we've admitted to each other are super hot. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like at first we're just kind of exploring. I think let's get this opening and see going. First, we're just exploring, like, how low can the depths of porno be? But then you're like, Keegan told me, he's like, hey, you gotta check out this massage video.
It's two attractive ladies. One of them who had a hard time on a business trip.
Yeah, so now she's calling. She's in a hotel. She's making a phone call.
And yeah,
she's looking sexy. Her legs are out.
Yeah, it's also called Euphrat and Melena Morgan, the hot masseuse.
How fast can
But yeah, it's just two attractive people.
She's like, can I order a massage? How fast can you get here? Oh my god, my pussy is like so tight right now.
Yeah, she, yeah, it's a little too tight for her.
Yeah.
A little too
She's
tight
like,
for her.
So I was just at a business meeting and my pussy got so tight during it. Like, I had to like think about numbers and like statistics and stuff. It was just like tightened everything up. So I think I need a massage right now. And so I think what you really like about this video is her body, man. The perfection of her body, man.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that I can relate to, you know, pretending to be good at math for a 9-to-5.
Oh, so that's your job. Yeah, you do insurance stuff, you know.
And I just want to go to a hotel and call masseuse.
Yeah, at the end of the night, you're like, hey.
I'm going to feel like a pretty lady sometimes.
You want to get pampered like a pretty white girl?
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Are you kidding me?
You know what I liked about that cuckold video we watched earlier? How she's like, oh my god, you quit your job for me, you did everything for me. Oh, you're such a dumb. Like, she's accepting his soul. She's like eating the dude's soul. I think girls like this. They're like, oh my god, so what you did was you quit your job, you relocated, you did that all for me. Oh, that's hilarious. Let me suck this black dick. And I mean, like, that's part of it. It's like, you've worshipped me to the point that I will emotionally abuse you and accept your favors because you worship my beauty.
Yeah. I feel like that...
That's girl porn right there. What she's saying is girl porn. She's
yeah,
like,
that's... Dude, that's definitely feminist porn.
Right?
That is, like...
So you drive me to work every day and you take me out to my favorite Vietnamese place and then I just abuse you emotionally?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's more along the lines of like feminist porn. Of like, hey, let me take the man down a notch by fucking another man.
Feminist porn.
Yeah.
What's feminist porn? Is that a genre that we haven't even looked at?
Oh my god, dude. There's
is
a
it
genre...
where just like two ladies fucking yapping at each other all day?
While talking about how to bring down the patriarchy.
Oh, they're scheming?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to reset, regroup, resituate our situation, and then we're going to come back with some feminist porn.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Keegan was telling me during the break that his ex threatened to burn his house down.
Yeah.
And threats. I think that threats are over-investigated by the police. You know, if you get in a breakup and you're like, I'm going to kill your dog, I'm going to burn your house down, you're going to investigate with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But close. How close did she come? Did she have fireworks, at least?
No, actually, no. It was, I'll set up the story of how it started. It was a time I was going back home every weekend, to see my dad. Because my dad was dying. He had cancer. And so I'd go back weekends and just hang out with him and my mom. And then I was dating a girl at the time. And she wasn't too happy about me not spending all that time with her. So I was coming back. It's like a Saturday night. I'm coming back. And she wanted to hang out. And
why are you looking at your dumb dead dad? Why should I spend more time with him? Because
yeah, kind of basically. Because
I need more attention when your dad is dying.
Yeah, yeah, it was fucking yeah. It was a fucking horrible, shitty situation. And she wanted to, she would tell people like he's not spending enough time with me. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, my dad is dying. This is his last.
But like, I just got a poster of this new band. And he didn't even watch me, like, put it up with thumbtacks. So, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
So, I get a text from her as I'm heading across the causeway back to New Orleans. She said she was eating, her and a couple of her friends were eating at Zia's, you know, fine seafood restaurant.
I'm just spending loads of money, so, eating here, so if you want to either, like... spend money with me on my fat face to, like, eat food.
or you could like look at your dead dad or whatever, but like I'm like eating fancy food and I'm gonna suck some kind of dick who like provides us fancy food, otherwise yeah, so
yeah, so she well yeah, basically almost. Wow, you were good at this. Almost.
I just watched some cuckold porn. I got woke,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I feel woke now after that. But, yeah, so she sent me a text message saying, like, oh, agency is, our waiter was really hot. And
rude.
Yeah, I knew that was a bait text to, like, get me to react. And so I have a friend that manages one of the Zias. I was like, oh, maybe it was my friend Clay. Just to like, maybe he's the hot guy. And she was like, haha, no, it wasn't him. It was some other guy. I'm like, okay, great. This is heading back. And then the actual story was like, once I got back, I didn't want to fucking hang out with her after that. And she's at a bar. I get home. I go hang out with my friend at a bar. I'm like, I'm not going to talk to this girl after she, you know, sent shit like that. So I'm getting drunk. And then she's complaining that I told her I'm going to bed. And
so the jealousy thing was a snap, like, give me attention now.
Yeah. And I'm not going to pander to that.
You're not going to support the, but I'm your boyfriend, and so don't tell me stuff like that because that's rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
Right.
And I'm not going to pander to that. I'm not going to reward that shitty behavior.
Right.
And so I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to bed. But in reality, I was hanging out with a friend in another bar, so she keeps texting me. She's upset that I'm going to bed. But, and then she starts, you know, getting angrier and angrier. Starts sending me messages saying, like, because I stopped answering her. And she's like, fuck you, like, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to burn your house
down.
My
pussy has power. And when I am angry, it means something.
Yeah, oh. Well, yeah,
because she, I said that the waiter was hot, so you should have been jealous because I made a fake argument that you have to react to, though.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to ward that. So, but when she said she was coming over and that she was going to burn my house down, I ignored all the texts, but I was freaking out. I'm like, dude, I have to go. I told my friend, like, I have to go home. And so I ran, like, 13 blocks. Go into the house, throw my phone into my drawer, and I'm sleeping. I actually do fall asleep, and then she just shows up in my room. And she's like, hey. I'm like, and I wake up. I'm like, oh, you're here. She's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm like, how did you get in? She's like, I broke down the door. So I get up, and we have, I check out the door. We had the most white trash argument. Because I'm in my boxers on my porch. She's yelling at me. We're yelling at each other. It's like 3 a.m. And neighbors come out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then by this time, while...
Did you hose her down?
Oh.
Is she a face bitch?
No, she is not the Kyle Smith... I don't know. She probably is. She's probably a face bitch.
Kyle Smith, do you know how many times he warned me that my ex was a face bitch and I had no idea what that meant? And then he told me that that's a bitch you fucking face. But go on.
Yeah. I was not aware of how many times he had warned you.
He warned me several times. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, we're arguing.
You're in your boxers.
Yeah, I'm in just
about boxers. What does a white trash argument sound like?
It's like, come on, man, you can't just, like, break down my door. We're having it on the porch at 3 a.m., and then neighbors come out. Like,
what'd she say?
She's like, I don't remember.
I can't break down your door. You're ignoring my texts. You won't take my phone calls. What am I supposed to think?
Yeah,
I'm trying
to
make you jealous.
Jealous, yeah. I mean, the thing is, she's half Mexican, so... But
she's trying to make you jealous, that's it.
Hot tamale. Two tresero.
Carne asada, guacamole. She's mad.
Oh, yeah. She's
fire.
She's getting spicy at this point.
Right?
Yeah, it's Mexican getting real stuff. Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my roommates walks in, like, while we're arguing, and he's just shaking his head. He's like, dude, the door's broken. I'm like, yeah, dude, like, Nick, just don't worry about it. I'll fix it.
So sometimes I have girlfriends that break down doors.
Yeah,
it's a part. There's a security deposit. I understand the responsibility of the white burden right now.
It's heavy on my shoulders. I got all the white guilt at the moment.
You know, because they made the laws that make security deposits like a real thing.
Yeah.
For this scenario.
Yeah.
Continue.
So.
She says she's gonna burn your house down.
Yeah, she had threatened to burn it down.
Okay.
But all she did was just show and break my door down. And then start crying.
And what did she cry about? Did she cheat on you? Was that her white guilt?
No. She never cheated.
It was just the fact that the lack of connection. The lack of communication.
Yeah, it was the lack of communication. And that I was spending so much time, you know, hanging out with...
Did you hear the 160 episode, my meltdown episode?
No.
So I had this ex, and she was like, the whole relationship, do things for her. I taught her kid how to swim. I taught her kid how to do Muay Thai shit. You know what I mean? But me and her kid are super cool.
Yeah.
But she was the problem, you know? She, one time, I show up at the scheduled time I'm supposed to show up, because I say, like, sometimes I'm like, okay, it's Thursday at 2, I'll see you Monday at 3, goodbye.
Yeah.
This is my schedule, I'm in grad school, like, there's a lot of things going on in my life that are, like, super difficult. I have to, like, make my rent, I have to, like, make good grades, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'll see you Monday at 2. Boom. I show up Monday at 2. She's like, I'm sick now. Get me tacos. There's like a specific taco place that I want you to get me tacos from because I'm sick. That way made me better. I'm like, okay, but if you're sick, like, can I take you to the doctor? Can I take you to whatever? She's like very despondent. She's crying. She's like in all sorts of a weird state. Later on, I saw her a couple of weeks ago. I did a podcast with this girl, Kristen Jones. She told me, actually, I got sick because I stayed up all night and I got some weird dick. And his weird dick, when I sucked it, gave me strep throat.
Wow.
So then I got strep throat and I was sick on the couch saying, and I was like, should I take you to the doctor? This is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I always get myself built up to, it's like, this is my girlfriend. So when she says she's my girlfriend, she's not going to get strep throat on some weird dick. Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. That's not even in my head a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. So I'll see you on this day, and then I'll take you to work, or I'll do whatever. But, like, I just have... But why do girls hate scheduling? Like, why is that, like, such the issue? Where it's like, you're my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend. Cool. I will see you on this day at this time. Is that, like, super lame? Because recently I watched all this, like, pickup artist shit videos.
Oh, okay.
That could be
a weird rabbit hole you can go down.
I've been going down a binge of that. Yeah. Like, there's, like, tentacle porn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's at least, like, tentacle porn isn't, like, hurting anyone.
So, what I've been watching with these videos is, like, your girl is crazy. She'll have an argument with you that makes no sense to test you to see how much you'll have an argument with her to see if you'll fight for her back. I know she's crazy, but that's the situation that she's in. All women are completely crazy. What you have to understand is if you have more value, that means that if you have more value, it's because you're ignoring her text messages. What you should do is not invest in a relationship. Don't invest money. Don't invest time. Just be the aloof person who doesn't care about anything. Let her pursue you. Question 2. Are women's brains broken? That's correct.
Jesus.
Yes, they have like two inputs in their brain, right? There's like like, imagine a woman is, like, has a squirrel brain. So a squirrel brain is, like, has two inputs. It's
yeah,
like,
this is the
how
dark,
much do I neglect you?
Fucked up shit that you can get down to.
How much do I neglect you versus how much do I invest? You should always neglect more emotionally, physically, bodily. Hit her a few times. Next seminar. Okay, now the what up? You know what I mean? And it just gets to a point where you're like, do I have to play this game where I pretend not to be interested in a girl? You know what I mean? Should I be aloof? Should I be this or that? You know what I mean?
No, no. The most cliche thing is just like, just fucking, you know, be just fucking be yourself. But now I think what myself is, I can't make a relationship work anymore.
Okay, like, why not? What do you mean?
I'm just like...
Girls might listen to this later and be like, that guy watched tentacle porn, he watched 8 gallons of condensed milk shoot onto a Japanese lady from
you know,
where.
And that was a nice Japanese lady who had good moves.
You know,
but
she had good Muay Thai skills, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. But, you know, too many tentacles.
Kept shooting cum. So why are you not into, you can't have a relationship? Are you broken? What happened?
I don't know if I'm broken, but now I'm just kind of in a thing of, like, in, I guess, a flow of, there was one person that, like, yeah, I was like, oh my god, love this person. She says she loves me. Like, everything's gonna be fucking all hunky-dory. Like,
rainbows and sausages.
Sausages. I love sausages.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, fucking, I don't know, fascist, man. I feel like fascist.
You
want to
watch more
sausages
of that Hitler porn now? Or no, finish your story, okay. So you had this lady, and she's like, oh, she put her on a pedestal. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Be together forever.
Yeah, and then she, you know, she told me all this stuff, you know, like poetic.
We're going to be together forever. You don't have
she's
to worry
like,
about
oh,
anything.
You know, if springtime had a face, it would be yours. And I was like, yeah, I really believed it, you know. And it was like, oh, actually, no, a lot of people will say something just to say something for in the moment and not actually mean it.
Right.
You know? Like, the words meant more to me than they did her. And I think that goes both ways. And, like, in a lot of different relationships, I'm not saying it's just that women obviously do that, because we're pieces of shit, too. We do fucked up shit. We're just, men and women are shitty to each other at times.
I have the same thing, bro. Back in high school, I had this girlfriend, and we said very, very deep things to each other.
Yeah.
I will always love you. You don't have to worry about it. I got you. Blah, blah, blah. When that relationship falls apart, randomly, because of whatever, whatever.
Yeah, how young
just
you
like,
are. Just like,
it's just, like, very transformative. And then it's hard to trust again. When you, it's like, okay, well, I could say anything to somebody. I could say anything to somebody in a romantic relationship, and they're going to try to be like, actually, let me find the best dick. So, let me cuckold this guy. Oh, but I gave my house for you. But I gave my... But I changed location. I moved into a house. And that's just for all your worshipping your pussy. And she's like, yeah, but you can't give me this dick.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why that cuckold porn hits so hard, because it's like, we've all been there.
Yeah,
we've all
like,
been that
like,
erratic
like,
person.
Yeah,
going,
at least, like, you know, metaphorically.
A checklist of all the things that they've done for this girl and leaving it like this. Like, yeah, but I want some weird dick who's more of a douche to me. Hey, can you hit me more? There's this one time where I was hanging out with this girl's kid, right? And I talk about this on stage, but honestly, like, I taught this kid how to swim. I taught him, we had a great thing going on. I taught him boxing.
You taught him how to swim?
I taught him how to swim, like, literally underwater. Like, for the first time. For the first time, he'd never been underwater before. He thought he would drown.
Dude, I would suck your dick for that.
I turned him into an amphibious creature. I said, yeah, but you can jump into water. You can do this. Boom. Go underwater. Boom. Okay, now a little further. Now a little further. Now a little further. He was swimming halfway across the thing by the end of it. I had tears in my eyes. were changing clothes, you know what I mean?
It wasn't because of the chlorine in the pool.
That was part of it. Okay. There was a lot of chlorine in the pool at the University of New Orleans gym. But, you know, it was a very special moment to me. It was still, like, on a pedestal in my head of, like, very nice moments. And then I get back and she's like, I'm sick. You did take care of me. You did give me my favorite tacos. She had that weird dick on her breath that morning. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so just wait. Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Wait, did you get basically, like, strep throat from another dude's dick?
I did. I got secondhand weird dick strep throat. Wow. Because then we were, later on, I spent time with her that I really couldn't afford to. And then we were making out later on in the day, blah, blah, blah. I get violently sick. Yeah. From this bass player's weird dick.
I
found out 2 weeks ago that it was a bass player's weird dick, right? I swear to God, this is all true. So then,
truth commercials on that secondhand strep throat dick?
Right? They don't tell you that in a high school fucking sex ed class. Like, yeah, but you might also meet a weird Texas yoga mill from who likes weird dick.
Secondhand strep throat dick.
And then you get secondhand weird dick, bass player's strep throat dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't tell you that at school.
No.
So, but that's exactly what happened to me. And after you teach her kid how to swim. I showed up to his sixth birthday party. You know, I gave him boxing gloves. It's not just that, but it's like, you know, she was my girlfriend for weeks and weeks and weeks. We would send each other text messages every single day. She was my girlfriend for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? She cheats on me, or I think that she broke up with me because I didn't take care of her when she's sick.
Then I got sick,
and I brought her my favorite Chinese food. I go, this is my favorite Chinese food. I'm sick. I know it's a hassle that I'm showing up sick. So here's $50, $70 of my favorite Chinese food in your fridge. If you want it, eat it. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm drinking the wonton soup because I know that would make me feel better. Wonton soup from Chinese Tea Garden on Elysian Fields.
Okay.
Here's the plug, people. If you have strep throat from a weird secondhand bass player dick, get the wonton soup from Chinese Tea Garden on Elysian Fields near the UNO campus.
Yeah,
it's
delicious. Yeah, just go put, you know, code word, Highway Diaries.
Highway Weird Dick Strep Throat. Okay, so I bring, like, all this food over to her place, and then she's, like, still despondent, and blah, 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 it doesn't work out. She gave me some Vicodin, I realized how good opium was, yada, yada, yada. So, but whatever. Yeah, but then we break up, and then there was this time where we were broken up, and she's like, oh, but I went back to Texas, and I fucked 3 guys. But that's normal. Like, I'm just like, that's not normal to me. Do you have a job? Do you do anything ever? Like, some people, all their time is spent in this game of relationships, of, oh my God, how much does he like me? I've been talking too much.
No, that's definitely, some people treat it like, you know, the end all be all of, like, so many people get too attached, and so many people are like, you know, we're so obsessed with, like, just navigating the thing of, like, how, you know, whatever, how much dicks can I get? And that's fine. Get all the dicks you want. Just be upfront about it to the person who cares about you.
Right? So let's talk about feminist porn. So feminist porn refers to, this is the Wikipedia, refers to a genre of film developed and or dedicated to gender equality. It was created for the purpose of encouraging women and their self-beliefs of freedom through sexuality, equality, and pleasure. Many third-wave feminists are open to seeking freedom and rights of sexual equality through entering adult entertainment workforce. So, this won an award. This is LilyCabe.com. LilyCabe.com won an award for the best feminist porn.
Okay.
So let's look at some photos. I don't want to pay a monthly subscription. So
no,
this is some photos. So let's look at what feminist porn. I have no idea. Let's look at what feminist porn.
I dated a girl who was going into, like, Cuban cinema. Like, getting her PhD in Cuban cinema, but with, like, like one of her favorite things about going to UC Santa Barbara to get that degree was there was a feminist porn class.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. There's a feminist porn class.
Oh, yeah, dude, they have classes for everything, man.
What book did you in a matriculated college program?
UC Santa Barbara. Yeah.
And what was the class about?
Yeah, like just about, I don't know, like I guess empowered women, you know, fucking each other, or I guess maybe how they fuck the men sometimes, because I don't know, I have no idea.
Hey, I wear the dildo.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that is called pegging, when the lady wears the dildo.
So sometimes a lady wears a dildo. Yeah, here, read this article. You have college credit now. Are you fucking dumb?
Yeah.
How many dumb dumbs are we gonna infect on this planet? Oh my god, there's no ability to like know what a craft is. Hey, why don't you make some shoes instead of reading about fucking? Oh, yeah, sometimes you can peg some guy. Okay, cool. But what are you going to do during the day, dumb?
Talk about
you have a fucking pegging. Job.
Talk about pegging.
And then I have a blog about pegging my husband who hates it, but he knows that I'm a social justice warrior.
Yeah, pegging cuckold porn. That's
so good. This is a series of JPEGs on lilk.com. It looks like lesbians, right? A lesbian couple. One's definitely like the butcher, like man type in the relationship.
Yeah, yeah. She has a suit on.
A suit just came home from work and is like, wow, has this fake dildo. What? And that Japanese style of porn.
Oh, futanari.
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 It's just penis envy. It's like, I wish I owned a bank and I could fuck you with this strap on. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Like, I mean, I'm all for that.
This is just food. So, social justice porn is just a butch lesbian as a dildo?
Yeah, I don't know how this won awards.
No, but this is the most, like, cis-friendly, like, social justice porn.
Look, I just
so now it's a photo shoot with, like, a sub-hot lady also. It's, like, a different
thing. In a very, very tiny, shallow pool.
She's like, oh, girl.
And that's... Yeah, like, look, make all the porn you want, because that's what this country is about, really. Make
yeah.
Just getting into your weirdest...
I think they should all have health care. I'm not saying they shouldn't have health care or, like, the minimum salary, like a living wage. They should have health care, you know? That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they should have health care.
So, like, you know, this is feminist porn.
Yeah, okay, this is just, like, lesbian porn.
So what are we watching here? What is this? Just a JPEG gallery of what?
I don't know how they won awards, but it's just, all it is just lesbian pictures, and they're just like kind of hanging out, like, you know, doing lesbian stuff.
Like what?
You know, working in the yard, you know, driving trucks.
This is what I was confused about. This is another thing that came up on the. Feminist porn archives, and this is a website called The Art of the Blowjob.
Okay.
But all these websites, this whole website is dedicated to, like, oh, the woman walks in, wow, she's super sexy, and then she starts sucking your dick. This is the art of the blowjob. I don't know how this is feminist porn, because it's always the woman pleasuring the man.
Well, I think,
but it
I
is
think,
shot well.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. The cinematography is really good. But I think maybe they're talking about, like, you know, they're wielding all this power by putting a cock in her mouth. Like,
that's true. Talk about that. What does that mean?
Like, they're just wielding, they're making a guy break, bend at their will, at their beck and call, by, you know, just putting his cock in his mouth, in
mm-hmm.
their mouths. And I think, you know, that can be empowering for women.
And also, it's lit so well, so it's like, let's get sexy women whose bodies are...
Yeah, they're also not being, like, their throats are not just being rammed.
Right, that's the kind of stuff I like.
Joking.
We'll get into that in
they're
a minute.
They're not
damn,
gagging.
That's hot.
Yeah, yeah,
Jane
you know.
Is super hot. It's filmed great.
This, oh, yeah, like...
But,
this,
like,
this,
that
this
actually
is...
honors, like, what a guy would actually jerk off to ever.
Yeah.
This is not the other little...
Look, I like in porn. I'm here to celebrate everything.
Sure.
I'm here. You know, I don't give it. Like, I just, what it. You know, I love women. men are cool. I'm one of them, so I'm, you know, I like them. But, you know,
you
like,
support men.
I support men, I support women, I support humans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just like, you know what? Everybody, fuck what you want to fuck, I guess, except for children.
Let's get into that in a second. We're going to take another break.
Yeah,
so, you kind of scar over, get a lot of scars, you get oxycodone prescription, and then you don't know what love is anymore. But I'll tell you what feminist porn is. There's been a lot of directors. That includes Courtney Trouble, Candia Royale, Tristan Tamarnino, Madison Young, Shine Louise. These are porn directors that are famous in the community. And there's since 2006, there's been a Feminist Porn Awards in Toronto, sponsored by a local feminist sex toy business.
Good.
And the awards have been given criteria. So since 2006, it's 2016, so for 10 years, there's been a Feminist Porn Award. Number one is a woman who had hand in the production, writing, directing.
Okay.
Two, they're like, yeah, a lady did anything. Two, it depicts genuine female pleasure. Genuine female pleasure. Everyone's
that's
faking
hard.
It.
That's hard because that's hard to, you know.
I don't think I've seen that in my life. And three, it expands on the boundaries of sexual representation on film and challenges stereotypes that are often found in mainstream porn. What are stereotypes found in mainstream porn? The women have to be good looking, they have to be enthusiastic, they have to be pleasuring their fat old husband.
Yeah. Some of the stereotypes are, it's that. It's them acting like they love a cock just jackhammered in the back of their throat.
Right.
So, you know, like, that,
they don't
that's,
like that?
Oh, I don't think that's a, I think maybe like 5% of the population actually needs that, like, as far as women go,
mm-hmm.
like, where they're like, oh, I can't get off unless this dude's jackhammering my throat until I throw up. I don't think that's a genuine...
relationship building exercise?
No.
Weird.
Yeah, it's strange. Because some women don't even like cum.
What?
Yeah.
Tell that to them, like, Japanese tentacle friend.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed like Kung Lee.
Yeah, Chun-Li. But those kicks couldn't save from all of... Oh, my God. There's, like, at least
tentacles.
12 tentacles. Just...
Coming after her.
Yeah, coming after her, for sure.
So, all right, so let's end... this is my favorite porn. This is a lady called Sarah. And if you type in Sarah Youngthroats, you'll find, like, the best porn ever. Look at this girl. She's just violated. She's so hot. She's just violated. Look how much she's violated.
Yeah, that's the
kind of porn I like.
Yeah, this is the one where she has to pretend, like, she just... It's just like... Oh.
Oh, yeah,
I think that is actually genuine right there.
You think she likes it? She kind of likes it. Why else would she be in this position?
Well, she needs money.
Like, she knows about the contract. Yeah, that's the thing. I like countries where, like, their economy collapses. They always have the best porn.
The Greek porn?
Yeah. Like, get the Greek porn, like, after Lehman Shock. Mm. You know what I mean? Those girls are hungry. They'll do anything. Like, just like the condensed milk budget.
Just like those,
like,
girls in Hungary.
You're spending... $200 on condensed milk. There's gonna be food there. What's the crafting gonna be like? Like, those girls are thin. You know what I mean?
I wonder what the craft services are on these shoots.
It's just like a bucket of cum.
Oh god. Yeah.
This is the sound guy's jizz plus the. Look at that though.
Yeah, and Cheetos.
She's a professional. Look how she handles this.
Yeah, no, that's definitely somebody who is,
you know? And then she's like, oh my god. Now
she's gone to
butt.
War. She's gone to war with that mouth.
You know? And and it's like, some people, there's a whole, you're talking about child porn. Look at that. Wow.
Wow. Wow, that is a gaping asshole.
She's gapes. It stays wide.
Wow.
Child porn is super rude because it's like, look, these kids can't sign a contract. They're not of age, you know. Yeah. They were raised by wolves.
Yeah, they're also just not, kids just aren't attractive.
They're gross.
They're disgusting piles of germs.
Look at that. Look at that little titty bouncing.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of like the little boobs. I like the little titties.
All right, this is going to get weird if we keep watching that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so what have we learned today? We've gone through a spectrum of different porn. This also relates to our personal experiences being threatened where our house is going to burn down if we get close to a vagina, you know what I mean? Or if we don't... what you said was reward the behavior. Reward bad behavior.
Yeah, not going to reward bad behavior.
And so bad behavior is when a girl's like, hey, I'm, you know, talking to other dudes that are way hotter than you. You're gross.
Yeah, not...
To extract the reaction.
Yeah. Nobody should do that. Like,
put up with
like
the
if
abuse.
If I were to do that to some girl I was dating, I don't think I would. But she should have every fucking right to come at me and say like how much of a piece of shit I'm being. But I'm not gonna, you know, in that certain situation when she's like, "Oh, this guy was so hot," like I'm not gonna reward it. I'm gonna, you know, make a joke about it, but you know how ridiculous she's being.
Here's the other thing. What do you think that a lot of women have been in their lives sexually abused or date raped? Like, what percentage of women have had an experience that kind of cracks the foundation of, like, normal dating procedures? And is that the reason why women sometimes act crazy? Because they've been sexually traumatized and therefore can't navigate these waters as adeptly? Or... does that make sense?
Because
I don't know that. I've never sexually assaulted a woman in my life. I've never...
I haven't either.
I was kind of coming at it like the naive nice guy, like, hey.
I think for sure women are definitely more prone to getting sexually assaulted. Obviously. I think that's an obvious thing to say. And no matter... yeah, I think that's a pretty formative thing on your brain or your outlook on life after something like that happens. I'm not exactly sure that, you know, I think it's a case-by-case basis on, you know, how people deal with that. And sometimes it can be to the detriment of, you know, their lives and their relationships and how they treat them. I've been sexually assaulted. I wouldn't call it a rape. I think that's a little... sometimes I feel like that is a little too...
Did some lady grab your dick, or what happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I think it's, like, I can talk about it. I can make jokes about it. Like, wasn't that traumatizing? It was in the sense of, like, I did not want this at all. And, you know, but, like, I don't think it's as damaging to me, at least in my case, than it is for, like, most women when that happens to them.
Keegan, what happened?
Just getting drunk at a Christmas holiday party. And
at work?
No. This wasn't a work thing. This is actually, like, at my home. Maybe like the first year I lived in New Orleans, and it was just what it happened was getting very drunk at the Christmas party, and then I'm just in a room just downing shots with three other people, two girls and a guy. The one girl, the other guy, they leave, and at this point, I'm just in my bed, and I can't move. Like, I'm just that drunk. I'm just finished taking. 5 shots after drinking all night.
And who is this girl? Was it a family member?
No. Somebody I used to work with. But then just saying, like, oh my god, you're so hot, and just, like, taking my pants off and putting my dick in her mouth. And then, well, I can't really move besides to, like, just insert me inside of her. And just being like about to throw up, and just like, yeah, I don't think you should do this. But she's like, oh, but you're so hot. And then this lasted maybe like 15 minutes, the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like, oh.
So someone who you weren't into. But.
Yeah, not somebody I was into.
Were you downing the shots because you felt the sexual tension and you were like, oh,
no,
well,
no. I was downing the shots because of just alcoholism, you know.
Yeah,
just
sure.
General alcoholism.
Just everything has blurred lines.
Yeah. And, that was not a pleasant moment for me. But I'm not going to pretend and think it's, like, more traumatizing than, you know, a woman being held down and, you know, fucked by some random dude at a fucking high school party.
All right, kids, so I think what we've learned here is, like...
Love is a battlefield.
Love is real.
Yeah.
You know, like, all women are virgin as snow, you know? Everything is pure, and love is real, and it can happen for you, and then marriage is an extortion tactic by the...
Well, yeah, marriage is an extortion tactic, but I think what we learned is that we need to all be better to each other as human beings.
And I have not admitted this before, but I will admit it now. When I was cheated on by my last girlfriend, I sent her a series of texts that were very rude, and it still haunts me that I sent her these texts. But what those texts were like, you know what you should... Because the way the relationship ended, John Rowe finds my girlfriend. He's like, oh, Eric, I saw your girlfriend the other night. I was like, what? Oh, she was at this club. She was making out with another dude. What? That's how I find out that my relationship isn't going well.
Yeah, and in that situation when he's just, like, laughing hysterically.
It's brutal.
Brutal. And he
wasn't laughing. He did, like, Eric, I need to tell you something kind of thing. But it was, he did it in his own way.
Yeah.
But I trust John Rowe. When he tells me something like that, I don't think he's bullshitting me.
No.
But then I was texting her, and I was like, is this true? What the fuck? John just told me this. She's like, yeah, this was true. And this is what I said. I go, you know what you should do for the rest of your life? You should be a bunk, shitty girlfriend, and you should cheat. And you should also continue to leave your cat out in the rain, and you should be a bad cat owner. And the other thing you should do is you should let your laundry pile up. You should, every time you do the laundry, you should take up 8 machines. You know why? You should put off doing it. Your finances should always be bullshit. You should never have a car, and you should be run up high bar tabs and try to get handsome men who are idiots to pay for it. Goodbye. And that's kind of how I, you know what I mean? But I still feel like I put the kiss of death on her, but I was so hurt where it's like, dude, just like what we were talking about before, when you tell someone this incantation of, like, love magic, you know, put love magic on someone, like, you are my true love, blah, 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 all that stuff, we're doing this, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, you get really swept up in
you
that,
get
like...
swept. It's like, okay, cool, I don't have to think about other girls, I don't have to think about that at all, that's taken care of. So when I see this person, I don't have to think that she was being cuckolded by all types of dudes when we weren't seeing each other. When we weren't seeing each other, she was doing her work, she was doing her errands, she was taking care of business. When we see each other, that's happy time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, so, I don't know, I just think if you're going to break up with someone, kids, break up with someone and then cheat. Don't be a piece of shit your whole life. You know what I'm saying? That's my big message.
Absolutely.
It's easy to be a bad parent. It's hard to be a great parent. It's easy to be a shitty girlfriend or a shitty boyfriend. It's hard to be a good one. It's fucking easy to be a shitty insurance salesman or account executive. It's hard to be a good one. Be a good one at everything, and then you will reap rewards from your life. If you're shitty about everything, your life is going to suck, and fuck you. So.
Yeah, man. You know,
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Did I just explain all the Republican ideals?
Yes.
Grab life by the pussy. This has been Highway Diary, episode 162, with Keegan Connell, looking at porno and breaking down a broken male psyche.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're both washed up.
Yeah, past my prime.
Later.